each of the options respond to some fundamental goals of eliminating bike and pedestrian traffic from County Road 107, closing the existing trailhead in order to eliminate that traffic, and then ultimately moving a permanent trailhead down to the bottom of the property with a dedicated parking lot for the recreation traffic. So because of the potential realignment of the county road, it makes the parking and the permanent trailhead a later phase. And so what we're looking at is what can we do from a temporary jumping off point up to implement as much of this getting people off of the road and accessing the Red Hill Trail Network with quality new trails from this new property. And so each of the three options have a temporary trailhead on the county road about 300 feet up from the cattle guard, so much shorter than the approximately 1,300 feet to get up to the existing trailhead. And the first option is intended to be the simplest. It includes a hiker-only trail on the southwest edge of what we're calling the Bowl, and that's already scheduled to be built starting July 24th by Roaring Fork Outdoor Volunteers, and they would love to have more volunteers sign up. Exactly where that's going to go, we're working on, but we know it's going to happen, and it's going to happen this summer. The second part of the first option is a completely shared use up-down trail that starts down on the sage bench of the new property and climbs its way up and around to essentially where the existing trailhead is. That would include both hiking and biking up and down traffic and would be the primary route to get into the trail system from this new trailhead. The second option then responds to the potential conflicts of use of having a completely shared use up and down track through this difficult terrain by adding a dedicated mountain bike only downhill trail. And so we've eliminated a significant number of the hikers from that trail by sending them directly up with this RFOV built trail. We've provided an uphill route for both hikers and mountain bikers, and then we've reduced the conflict of the downhill traveling mountain bikers with the hikers by adding a downhill mountain bike trail. The third option is a variation on that, and it simply changes the location of where that downhill track takes off. In both of those cases, the goal is to not require trail users to come down to that original trailhead and then climb back all the way over the ridge up to three poles and then go back down, because the likelihood is that they're just going to jump out onto the road. And so we're looking at alignments that wrap around the ridge below three poles and then drop you back down onto the property.
How did you design these options?
I think there were some notions about where the trails could go, just because there's a lot of people who have spent quite a bit of time understanding the property, and we made sure to get a download from the various stakeholders and project partners. Representatives of Single Track Trails and DHM have spent a couple of days marching around on the site with GPS units, trying to find alignments that make sense. And it is definitely challenging terrain. It's likely hand-built trail terrain for all of them. With a likely trail experience, it's very similar to what you see up in the existing network.
The idea is to immediately get rid of the existing trailhead that comes off the road.
It would be as soon as either the shared up and down or the shared up and mountain bike down are completed, that would allow for that trailhead to be closed and that area to be reclaimed.
How are you going to make the decision as to which trail is going to be built other than the hiking trail?
What it really boils down to is significantly the public feedback, because there are only a certain number of trail alignments that actually work, and we want to make sure that we're providing a trail access experience that meets the needs of the whole community of Red Hill Trail users. And so we're hearing quite a bit from those Red Hill Trail users about what they want. And oftentimes in this public process, we'll see trends or we'll see a favorite start to rise to the top. And I would say that's the case here.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.